One, two, three. Welcome to Security Guy Radio. It's at As Is 2016, beautiful Orlando. What's your name on the right?
My name is Ryan Lasek. I'm the business development manager for the Houston market, Houston, Texas.
And the name of the company is?
Champion National Security.
And the website?
Is
www.champ.net.
Okay.
Champ.net.
Well, that's a great name. Yeah, thank
you. That's great.
Absolutely.
Very good. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Bruce Wally, and I am Ryan's equivalent in Louisiana, business development manager. Now, based out of the New Orleans office.
So you're based out of Houston. A lot of good guard companies come out of Houston. I'm not sure what that is or why it is, but it's true.
You're right. It's a tough competition in Houston, most definitely. It's
is
a very diluted market. I want to say it's predominantly, there's a lot of industries there. It's a huge amount of properties that need protection. And so it's a diluted market. Fortunately for us is I think we're one of the best. So when the other companies fail, we can step in.
Right.
It's great.
How long you guys been in business?
36 years now.
36 years,
1980
wow.
We were started in Dallas.
Still privately held?
We are, yes.
That's another unusual thing in a business.
Most definitely. And actually, we have an active license in 26 states now. So we've grown completely organically, which has been great for us.
Oh, fabulous. But how many employees do you think you have? I know it's kind of seasonal sometimes, but like a base.
Around 2,500.
That's good size.
Most definitely.
Do you have a ranking in that letter? What's that letter? The security newsletter that comes out that says how big a company is?
We're top 30 in the U.S.
That's impressive. There's a lot of them.
Privately owned security companies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what's your main philosophy on guard protection? Because that's a very unique business. What's your main core that makes you different from most guard companies?
Well, I think we like to call them officers versus guards.
I think that's my objective
is to turn them into good security officers, not guards, not rent-a-cops.
What are some of the vertical markets you guys do?
Requirements?
No, vertical markets. Like what kind of sectors do you work in? Oil, gas?
Any and every.
Okay.
I would say the only thing we don't do right now is personal protection, but we've got every industry from A to Z, anything you could think of.
Now, I used to run two guard companies. I did the Academy Awards for 5 years, and we were a multinational company. We had, licenses to different states.
Sure.
Tell me some of the challenges you guys have across the country in getting licensed. Some states don't require any licenses still. That's kind of crazy. How do you handle doing business in a state where the state doesn't care if you have a license, but you still got to maintain the quality of your officers?
No, most definitely. What I would say to that is, honestly, I don't really have anything to say about that because I don't know. My objective is business development. That's what I do 200% of my life. So,
So let's talk about business development. With all the technology we see here today, and every year it gets more and more.
Most definitely.
In fact.
And crazier and crazier.
Look to your left. We got a robot.
Right.
A guard robot, and Ally Barton has them now, right?
Right.
What's
Does theirs look as good as that, though? That one's pretty good.
That is pretty cool. That looks like a lawnmower. That one looks like R2-D2, but they're still pretty cool.
Yeah.
What are you guys looking at challenges to compete with technology? I mean, what are you guys doing that you have to keep your business going? The technology is kind of cutting into it sometimes. The human factor is always what needs to happen in the end, but a lot of these security people in the technology space say, no, we don't need the human people, and I think you do.
Do you want to take this or do you want me to?
We're very interested in integration at the moment, and we're looking around. It's very important to us as well at the moment, but I feel that with all of the mergers and acquisitions going on within the industry between other companies, we really want to focus our attention on getting our guard service to a level that you just don't find anymore. And we put that huge emphasis on client-first relationships, which is the most paramount thing to us. It's where we grew from. It's where we plan on going in the future. Yes, we know that technology is important, but at the moment, I don't think there's any finer security guard service company than Champion National Security in the United States of America.
Where'd you guys start out? Was there a specific sector that your founder came to?
Dallas, Texas. They started their first security stint in Dallas, actually, and they decided to start this company, which obviously has grown tremendously over the past 36 years.
Are they former law enforcement?
No, they both had a criminal justice degree and decided they wanted to delve in, and they have done very, very well.
Now, I think that might be a better way to do it because the cops run guard companies, treat the guards like, I'm ordering you what to do, and it's not a leadership quality to it. It's like they're telling people what to do instead of teaching them what to do.
I totally agree. I think that's with anyone. I don't think it's just cops. I think if your boss isn't teaching you how to do something, just telling you to do it, there's nothing learned there. It's, I need to do this way. Well, it actually makes sense to do it like this and to achieve this. And I think our boss is very good at setting us up for success. He's, he set our expectations, he sets our goals, and that's why we're doing so well.
Yeah, and our ownership still has 100% involvement in the business as well.
That's so important.
It's not run by shareholders that really have, you know, no idea about security. This is run by people who set the company up. And that's the way it's always been done. That's now, very, very important.
What are you guys using for technology to enhance the Guard Force?
We've got a couple of devices right now. We do online tracking and reporting. So we verify the officers on the property, where they're roving, that they're roving in different directions, basically, not being monotonous, right?
Right.
We also, you know, if something happens, say there's an incident on the property, we have an incident report that they do, and the second they hit save from their smartphone, it emails to the pertinent people on that property as well as us. So I get one. Our branch manager gets one. The EA gets one. It's a great program.
Nothing at all slips through the net with
most
us.
Definitely.
No, it's got to be full accountability.
Full accountability. It's our own proprietary system.
Interesting.
A GPS tracking tool.
Okay.
We also have our own proprietary system for scheduling. It's a very smart system, actually. And it allows us to see exactly which officers are going to be put in which posts. Because you can never just put any officer. You can never throw a security officer into any post. Everybody has different skill sets.
But that's what people do.
I personally sit down in front of all of our officers and we want to get to know them. These are people as well. And I think that not enough is said about that in the security officer industry. We want to improve people's lives, which means we want to get the pay up for the security officers. We want to provide them with safety. We are their employer. We want to give them benefits. We want to give them paid vacation. That's very important to us. And as a result, we manage to retain the best officers.
Most definitely.
You just don't find that in the security industry.
Retention's a big thing. I remember some studies. I used to work at Fox at Disney. We used to study because we were in-house.
So we
could do different things, right?
Oh, most definitely.
But some of the statistics back in the day were that a giant big box company can have a 300% turnover per year
in
the Guard Force. It's amazing, right?
And they go from one company to the next company to the next company. And they never burn through them because there's always new pop-ups.
And they're not leaving for the money. They're leaving because you didn't treat me right.
They're leaving for the treatment.
That's right.
I totally agree.
I think that sometimes I sit in front of security officers that just don't have very good sense of self-value.
Right.
Because they've been thrown around from one company to another company.
Right.
Yeah.
We want to improve people's lives, and I can't say enough times. Mm-hmm. We look for who's the best fit at a certain post. We want to give them more money, more pay, better benefits.
Most definitely.
Because we're going to become a better security officer company through that as well.
Now, are you finding that your clients are starting to pay more?
Are they starting to pay more?
I think clients never want to pay more. They want to pay as least as they can, of course. But this business is shifting. We have more serious times, more serious incidents.
I can't
go to minimum wage guard anymore.
Totally agree. I think it's indicative upon the industry. But, you know, yes, for me in Houston, and I know for Bruce in New Orleans, we have increased bill rates, and we don't pick up all the properties. We pick up the properties that are willing to pay more because they want good officers on
their
properties.
They want to be your partner, too. That's the trick.
That's exactly what we cultivate, a long-term relationship. We're looking at open communication. It's a two-way street. They let us know if there's an issue, and we let them know, right? It's definitely a two. And keeping that open is an unforeseeable length in the relationship, right?
Now, what are your clients coming to you these days and asking about that they maybe didn't ask 2 or 3 years ago? What are they concerned about?
They want to know that somebody is going to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Who is in charge? Who is in control of our account? Who's our account manager?
That's important.
Where are the field supervisors? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, who fixes the schedule when somebody calls off? And when I make a phone call to say that there's an officer on duty that is not suitable for my post, are you going to pick up the phone at 10:30 at night? This is not a 9-to-5 job. My phone is on the nightstand, and I answer it when my phone rings. And I think that that's all.
Most definitely.
That's the thing in this industry that people need to remember. This is not just for business development guys. It's not an 8-to-5 job.
Right.
This is 24/7. It's a lifestyle. You have to buy into the lifestyle, not just the security guards, but every single level of management from top to bottom.
Most definitely. Ryan
was mentioning about our corporate communicators at Champion National Security earlier. If somebody, an account manager, sends out an email, it goes to every level of management at Champion Security.
Simultaneously.
Right.
Yeah, no
more
silos. That's
will
good.
Slip through
yeah,
the
it's
net.
That's great. Most definitely.
We can still offer that service with our client-first approach.
Most definitely.
Now, where are you from?
I'm from the United Kingdom.
Okay. They do things completely differently over there,
absolutely,
as you're aware, right? They have a kind of a national philosophy about safety, and there's some national safety standards.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that here. And I was speaking to people from UK extensively about this.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm not sure it'll work here because we've got 50 states with 50 ideas of how to do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Louisiana, for example, French law, more or less, you know, kind of, right? So what do you guys think about that? Are we moving in the guard business to some sort of standardization? California, where I'm from, have very high standards on guards and training requirements, 40 hours of training. Other states, zero, right? So when you work across all these markets, are you seeing any trends in the industry where we really have to invest in training? Because, you know, traditionally that has not been happening.
You know, I would like to speak to it a little bit. I think something that we are doing right now, we have an active license in 26 states. We have offices in 14. What I would say is we're growing very smartly. We're not growing quickly. We're not experiencing growing pains. We're not losing clients. It's because we're learning the market before we even step into it.
Well, that's good.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, you're right. California is somewhere we have an active license, but no properties there. So we have to learn the requirements for pay, the OSHA requirements, as well as all the other.
It's almost impossible to make money in the guard business in California.
I agree.
But you're wise to go in there and understand it first. Now,
most definitely.
You know, and I would want a company like Champion as a partner, because you're not just walking in, stack them high, sell them cheap. You're going to turn my business down and say, I'm not going to take it until we can do it right.
Most definitely.
And that's an honest way to do
it. Right. Oh, yeah. And I think our clients appreciate that. We are going to do it right.
And we don't want to dilute our management, which happens all too often.
Right.
As we add security guard hours, security officer hours, we're going to add management layers so that we don't dilute it. So we've always got somebody on hand to answer client requests, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, but like you say, in the UK, it's almost like we have one security industry in the UK, whereas so far in my experience, we've certainly got 26. If we're in 26 states, everywhere is different. Every market is different.
Most definitely.
That's what makes it so difficult. And the expectations, especially, do you guys have national clients?
We do. That's actually who dragged us national, our clients.
Okay. All right. So the national client expects standardization in all the states.
Most definitely.
But what they don't know is sometimes you can't get it because the standard in that particular state says you can or cannot do a certain thing, right?
Well, and the bill rate is not going to be the same. We can amortize it over the course of the year and say it's actually this amount, but pay higher in California than you do in Louisiana or Texas. Right.
But it's our policies and our procedures that we stick to that really helps us out when it comes to a national basis.
We follow
policy. We follow procedure. Mm-hmm. It's not a one-glove-fits-all solution all the time.
Right.
There are gray areas, and you have to take everything on its own merit, but I do believe that if you stick to a policy and a business model, that's where we're getting a lot of our success from.
How do you operationalize a client's policies and incorporate them into yours? The traditional approach is, I wrote some post orders, I'm all done.
And the post order
is just what the guard's supposed to do according to you.
Right.
But the client has a different expectation. So I guess a better question is, how do you match client expectations with performance?
I listen to my client. I understand what they need. And then we work with them very closely. We lead the client every step of the way until we start in a new account.
Most definitely.
You have to listen.
And sometimes it's about compromising, right? If they are expecting something unreasonable, we're not going to do that. We have to let them know.
You have to be honest about it, right?
We had a guy who wanted us to tackle people running, and we're not going to hurt people. But we had to set that expectation up front before we got into the nitty-gritty for the postal.
Because that way you don't get fired, and that way you don't have any hard feelings, and it all works out, right?
Or sued.
Or sued.
That's a lot of fun. That's the end result.
That's the most important part.
I'd like to avoid some of those.
So your website is champ.com.
www.champ.net.
Oh, champ.net, which is a great name. Yep. But the full service is Champion National Security.
That's right.
Correct.
Out of great state of Texas.
Yes.
24 states.
What's that?
How many states?
26.
26 states. Thanks for coming on Security Guard. Let's give your name again on the left.
Bruce Wally.
And?
Ryan Lasek.
Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Most definitely.
Thanks.
It was wonderful meeting you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.